This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Closing prices for the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 364 and a quarter, down 3. March, 369 and a half, down 3 and a half. May, 374 and 3 quarters, down 3 and 3 quarters. January soybeans, 863 and 3 quarters, down half. March, 866 and a quarter, unchanged. May, 872 and a quarter, down half. December wheat, 484 and a quarter, down 10 and 3 quarters. March, 488 and a half, down 9 and a quarter. May, 492 and 3 quarters, down 8 and 3 quarters. December oats, 249 and a half, up 5 and 3 quarters. March, 235, up 7 and a half. December soybean meal, 283.80, down 150. January, 283.90, down $2. March, 284.90, down $2. December soybean oil, 28.31, up 40. January, 28.59, up 40. March, 28.84, up 41. Time now for the cash grain report.
This is Tuesday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower late Tuesday afternoon. An ample supply of grain is keeping pressure on markets. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn mostly 3 cents lower at 341 to 357. Soybeans were unchanged to 2 cents higher at 828 to 859. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn mostly 3 cents lower at 348 to 374. Soybeans were unchanged to 2 cents higher at 849 to 874. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn mostly 3 to 4 cents lower at 352 to 376. Soybeans are unchanged to 3 cents stronger, ranging 851 to 866. Wheat was down 10 to 11 cents at 382 to 429. Illinois soybean processor cash bids closed mostly a penny lower at 879 to 884. Basis levels were unchanged at 15 to 20 over the January. High-protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $298.90 per ton. That's down $2 per ton. Basis levels were unchanged at a minus 6 to 15 over the January. Illinois corn processor cash bids were 3 to 6 cents lower at 366 to 389. Basis levels were unchanged to 3 cents lower at 2 to 25 over the December. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market mostly 3 cents lower at 362 to 376. Basis levels were unchanged at a minus 2 to 12 over December. Soybeans closed 2 cents lower at 867 to 879, with the basis down 1 cent at 3 to 15 over the January. New crop wheat prices were down 8 cents at 423 to 453. Basis levels were unchanged at a minus 74 to a minus 44 the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market 3 to 8 cents lower at 378 to 379. These elevators raised their soybean bids 2 cents at 893 to 894. Soft wheat was down mostly 11 cents at 424 to 474. Wheat closed 3 to 9 cents lower at 364 to 369. Contract bids to producers for January delivery grain in northern and western Illinois. January shell corn contracts range 334 to 353. January delivery soybean contracts were quoted at 834 to 867. In central Illinois, January delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at 347 up to 376. Soybeans range from 844 to 862. In the southern part of the state, January delivery shell corn contracts range from 357 to 381. January delivery soybean contracts were quoted at 854 to 869. And June-July delivery soft wheat contracts in the southern part of the state range from 446 to 472. That concludes Tuesday's Country Grain Market Summary.
Closing prices for the Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 130 down 217. February, 132.20 down $2. April, 132.80 down 165. January feeder cattle, 163.85 down 155. March, 162.07, down 140. April, 163.67, down 135. December lean hogs, 57.77, up 32. February, 58.05, down 22. April, 63.05, down 10. Time now for the Cash Livestock Report.
Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday, the 24th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 21 cents lower in a range of 47 to 52 and a quarter, with a weighted average carcass price of 50.41. From the Illinois Direct Sow Port, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 22 to 26, 4 to 5 weight at 25 to 29, 5 to 6 weight at 28 to 30, and over 600 pounds 30 to 34. In the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gelts at country buying points are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $28 to $33. Receipts for Illinois hogs this afternoon have totaled 8,162. The report from the Arthur Sheep and Goat Auction for Monday the 23rd had receipts of 191. Slaughter lambs wooled, 70-pounders at 175 to 195, and that's per head. 80-pounders at 160, 120-pounders at 131, and some 140-pounders at 140 to 150. Slaughter kids, selection 1, 50-pounders at 115 to 127. Slaughter kids, selection 2, 40-pounders at $63 to $80 apiece, and 50-pounders at 115 to 134. Slaughter nannies, weight range of 100 pounds at 125 to 142 a head, and feeder kids, selection 2, 20-pounders at $58 per head. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 477 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $73.62, which was $1.32 higher. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on the dress basis traded at 195. Heifers on a dress basis traded at 195. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading higher. Choice carcasses were $203.81, which is $1.02 higher, while select carcasses were at $192.24, which is $1.19 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 110,000 compared to 107,000 last week and 117,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated 438,000 compared to 436,000 last week and 437,000 one year ago. The recap of the Arthur Sale Barn Hay Auction Report for Monday the 23rd, they had receipts of 1,570 bales, 97 tons, alfalfa premium quality small squares from $4.50 to $7, good quality alfalfa small squares at $3.50 to $4, 3x3 large squares at $50 to $56, alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares at $50.50 to $7, alfalfa mixed grass 5x5 large rounds, good quality at $36 per bale. Large squares 3x3s at $45 to $62. Orchard grass premium quality small squares at $4.50 to $6.75. Mixed grass good quality small squares at $3 to $3.75. While large squares were $22 to $30 per bale. And large rounds 6x5s at $40 per ton. Small squares of fair quality mixed grass at $2.10 to $2.80. Wheat straw good quality small squares at $3.85 to $4.75. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Following last week's approval of genetically engineered salmon by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the battle is expected to heat up over biotech labeling. On Thursday, the FDA approved biotech salmon for human consumption, making salmon the first genetically engineered animal approved for consumption. Reuters reports the move will heat up the debate over GMO labeling laws. The first supplies of the biotech salmon, which will be engineered by Aqua Bounty Technologies, will grow faster than conventional salmon. The salmon will likely hit the U.S. store shelves in 2 years or more after being raised in facilities in Canada and Panama. Chief Executive Ronald Stodisch said the company will follow the FDA's rules that do not require special labeling because the agency says the salmon is nutritionally equivalent to conventional farm-raised Atlantic salmon. An article from ABC News featured a turkey farm in Connecticut. Visitors to the turkey farm, who see turkeys in neon colors like pink, yellow, and orange, wandering around the farm, are not seeing things. The colored turkeys are, in fact, a feature of the farm. Gazi is the third-generation owner of Gazi's Turkey Farm in Guilford, Connecticut. He says it was his grandmother who began the tradition of displaying the colored turkeys during the holiday season nearly 40 years ago. Gazi's Turkey Farm in Guilford, Connecticut is famous for its display of colored turkeys during the holiday season. The grandmother started coloring the turkeys soon after they opened the farm as something for the local kids, and it just stuck. The colored turkeys are on display for visitors to the farm each year from November 1st through Christmas. Gazi says the first thing visitors ask when they see the turkeys is how they got that way, but no member of Gazi's family has ever answered that question. The farm is a year-round turkey farm with their high season coming from Thanksgiving to Christmas. Gazi says the farm delivers around 15,000 turkeys every year. The USDA has 4 steps for food safety to keep in mind when preparing your Thanksgiving meal this week. Acting Director for Food Safety Education, Chris Bernstein, says those 4 tips are to clean, separate, cook, and chill.
The USDA has 4 steps to food safety, which we talk about throughout the year, but they're especially applicable when you're cooking a meal as large as the Thanksgiving meal. The first step is clean, which is all about making sure you keep hands and surfaces clean before and during food preparation. So especially after you have handled that raw turkey, you want to make sure you wash your hands again for at least 20 seconds to make sure you reduce your risk of cross-contamination. Separate is all about using separate cutting boards, plates, and utensils to make sure you avoid cross-contamination between raw meat or poultry and any ready-to-eat foods you might be serving on Thanksgiving, so any of those veggies, anything like that. Cook is all about making sure you cook that turkey to a safe internal temperature. That magic number is 165 degrees Fahrenheit as measured by a food thermometer, and that should really be checked in 3 areas of the bird: the thickest part of the breast, the innermost part of the thigh, and the innermost part of the wing. A turkey is the largest animal many of us cook each year, and because it's so large, it can cook unevenly in an oven. So really using that food thermometer is your best way to see if the turkey is ready to serve. And the last step that we talk about is chill, and that's all about making sure you refrigerate food promptly after you're done with it, and that should really be done within 2 hours of food preparation after it is served. So that buffet that you might have set up on Thursday afternoon, you should really think about either packing away some of those items or putting out fresh items after 2 hours.
When preparing your turkey, you might think it's a good idea to wash or rinse it off before you put it in the oven. Chris says that's actually more work than necessary and it's not safe. Simply cooking the bird to 165 degrees is all you need to do.
Many folks might not know this, but washing a turkey does not make it any safer. You should never wash a turkey, or any meat for that matter, before cooking it. It's nearly impossible to wash off bacteria from poultry, and instead, during the washing process, you might be splashing that bacteria onto the sink, onto the dish rack, onto any vegetables that might be nearby. So you really should not wash that turkey before you pop it in the oven. Cooking it to 165 degrees is really how you're going to kill any pathogens that may be present, so washing it doesn't actually accomplish much. If you cook it to that magic number of 165, you have nothing to worry about those pathogens.
If you bought a frozen turkey last week and are letting it thaw, the meat will still be safe for your Thanksgiving dinner. Fresh turkeys, however, should only be purchased a couple days in advance.
So if you're buying a frozen turkey, you can really buy that whenever. Just pop it in your freezer and put it in the refrigerator. It should really be in the refrigerator now to make sure it's thawed before Thursday morning. If you are buying a fresh turkey, we really don't recommend keeping a fresh turkey in the refrigerator for more than 1 or 2 days. So if you purchased a fresh turkey last week, unfortunately, it probably isn't going to be safe to serve on Thanksgiving Day. But if you purchase your fresh turkey Tuesday or Wednesday, it'll be completely safe and it should be really delicious.
If you like to make stuffing for Thanksgiving, the USDA recommends stuffing the turkey directly before putting it in the oven or cooking the stuffing outside of the turkey.
So USDA does not recommend that you stuff a turkey the night before you're going to cook it. During the stuffing process, multiple kinds of pathogens could get into the stuffing, and if you stuff it overnight and leave it to sit in the turkey, they can multiply to such levels that they can make people sick. So if you're going to be stuffing your turkey, we recommend doing that just before you put it in the oven, or you could do what I do where I just cook the stuffing outside the turkey, and that's a little bit safer.
Unfortunately, foodborne illnesses affect millions of people every year. If you have questions about safe food handling or cooking your holiday meal, you can visit foodsafety.gov online or call the Meat and Poultry Hotline at 1-888-MP-HOTLINE.
Food poisoning is notoriously difficult to track, and the gestation periods for different kinds of bacteria and germs that may be present are different timelines. So some foodborne illnesses can have an onset time of just a couple hours or a day. Others might take a week or even several weeks before you start showing symptoms. So it's very difficult to pinpoint foodborne illness specifically to a holiday. The CDC does estimate that annually, 1 in 6 Americans, which is roughly 48 million people, will suffer from a foodborne illness, and that results in 128,000 hospitalizations and 3,000 deaths. If folks have questions about safe food handling, about cooking their Thanksgiving dinner or any meal throughout the year, they can visit foodsafety.gov, where we have all sorts of easy resources they can use to make sure they're preparing food properly. And we also have something called the Meat and Poultry Hotline here at USDA. That phone number is 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. That's M as in Michael, P as in Peter, hotline. And that is staffed by food safety experts here at the USDA. It's open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And they're even open on Thanksgiving Day from 8 to 2 Eastern Time. So if you do have any Thanksgiving emergencies, feel free to give us a call and we can try and talk you through it.
Once again, that was the Acting Director for Food Safety Education with the USDA, Chris Bernstein. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.